The pipeline concept is that out-of-school suspensions can lead to negative outcomes, and that dropping out of school can send some students, mostly people of color, spiraling towards arrest and jail. And the problem is here. According to the New York State Education Department, Buffalo Public Schools has the highest overall rate of suspension in the state. And, at 19%, black students have the highest rate of suspension in city public schools. Buffalo Public Schools Associate Superintendent Dr. Tanja Williams spoke about it at a Buffalo School Board meeting earlier this month.
When children in our schools, and I mean from grades pre-K right up through grade 12, would have difficulties, children were being suspended out of school at astronomical rates. Long-term suspensions and short-term suspensions. And pretty much it was because the feeling was that that was really the only game in town. That was the only trump card.
The inverse of lots of suspensions acting as the starting point of the school-to-prison pipeline is keeping kids in school so they don't end up dropping out. But how do we get there? Sam Radford is president of the District Parenting Coordinating Council of Buffalo. For a start, he says schools need to eliminate out-of-school suspensions.
We want to start off with no suspending pre-K through second graders at all. And then what we want to do is the elimination of out-of-school suspension for all students and having in-school suspensions.
Radford says a lack of funding to help kids on out-of-school suspension stay on top of their work is a problem. He believes keeping them in school would be a way for kids to remain up to date with their schoolwork. But getting rid of one form of suspension is only part of the battle. Many kids come from difficult situations at home. The baggage from home often manifests itself at school in the form of behavioral problems which lead to suspensions. One city school is taking a holistic approach to discipline.
I started to quickly realize that consequence meant punishment.
That is Lovejoy Discovery School principal Ornice Hill at the same school board meeting talking about her experience with her students last school year. That year, Lovejoy established a restorative practice philosophy for not only the children, but for the staff as well. The figures Hill shared with the school board show a drastic drop in both short and long-term suspensions from the 2017-18 school year to 2018-19. But what is restorative practice? Erie County Restorative Justice Coalition Coordinator Dina Thompson says it's about community building.
The philosophy of restorative practice is strong positive relationships build strong positive communities.
Thompson says there are three tiers to restorative practices: universal prevention and focus, targeted interventions, and finally, intensive interventions. Working with the Lovejoy school staff last year, Thompson says the focus was on tier one.
Looking at just building relationships between staff and staff, staff and students, and student and students. Our whole thing was relationship building. That's all we want to do. We want these positive relationships to be within the school and so that students would feel free to open up and share.
Sharing, Thompson says, involves sitting in circles as a class and discussing what is happening in each other's lives. Sam Radford is skeptical restorative practices will work with such a tight school budget.
I don't think enough money has been put into the restorative practices.
Without proper funding, Radford says school staff will revert back to suspending kids.
If there is no accountability, there's no training, you know, there's nothing to stop you from doing what you've been doing, people instinctively are going to do what they've always done.
As skeptical as he is about the district's ability to fund the program, Radford believes it could work in the long run as long as out-of-school suspensions are instituted as well. Currently, Lovejoy Discovery School is in Tier 2 of the program, which involves using effective language in circles involving problem-solving and repairing harm. Will the program be implemented across the district? Supporters of the program are taking a wait-and-see approach. Join us Friday for a story on how the same program is working at a rural school and local college. Thomas O'Neill White, WBFO News.